All right, for those of you who want to take your worship leading seriously, come closer. Come closer. And for those of you who don't bother, shift, go behind. Go behind. Thank you. You see, if you want to take your worship leading really, really serious, there are five things that you should not do. Number one on the list, Oga, sister, don't command people. You are not the one that gave them their money, food. You are not the one that paid their transportation to church. Don't stop commanding them. You know, some of you just hold mic and you just feel like you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, you are like, can you just lift up your hands? Come on, come on, lift up your hands. Some persons are worshiping, some persons are sitting down. Are you a governor of Jesus? Some of you are behaving like you are the father of Jesus. You know, you cannot be bigger than God. Stand up. Hello. You are talking to an audience with people who have the age of your father. They have the age of your mother. You know, microphone should not make you rude and insensitive. All right. When you hold the mic to stand before people to lead worship, you have to understand that it's a privilege. It's an honor. And you need to make the people know that it's a privilege. Now, I understand that some of you are very uncomfortable with leading worship and then you have people sitting down. You are very uncomfortable with leading worship and you have people moving around and all of that. And sometimes there can be an outburst from your spirit. You don't even know when you are shouting already, right? But you have to intentionally train yourself to, you know, be such a person that can passionately appeal to people. There's nothing wrong in saying to the people, please may I kindly plead that we rise up and we worship the Lord. There is nothing wrong with that, rather than saying, come on, come on, come on, come on, can you, come on, come on, as though you have a gun to their head. Come on, lift your, come on, lift your hands. Come on, stand, come on, worship. Come on, come on, come on. All right. I promise not to be violent today. So let's go to the second thing you should not do. Number two, do not dress shabbily or sexily. Let me first of all begin with talking to Auntie Nkechi, Auntie Amaka. You are leading worship. You didn't come for a fashion parade. There is no need putting eye contact lens. There is no need for that. You should not be dressing in such a sexy way. You know what I'm talking about. You know, some of you are coming to lead worship and you are very, very intentional about slaying. Who do you want to slay? You want to slay the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or you want to slay the single brother? It's those of you who are single sisters that like to do this thing. I'm suspecting you. You that is watching me. I'm suspecting you. So listen to me. I was in one program like that, and there was this young lady that came to lead worship. And this young lady, you know, she's blessed. God has blessed her with Barcelona and with Arsenal. No. If you don't understand what I'm saying, forget about it. So, in other words, she's blessed behind and she's blessed forward. And she wore this tight gown. Oh, Jesus. When she stood up stage, brethren, everybody, including yours sincerely, we noticed it. In fact, it had to take God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, 24 elders in heaven, the beasts surrounding the throne of God. It had to take their mercy for someone like me not to even, get distracted. I just closed my eyes and I focused on the Lord and I worshipped. But I could tell that a lot of the brothers, their eyes were on her hips. Their eyes were on the short skirt. Instead of her to lead us to the throne room, she was leading us to the other room. Sister that is blessed, I'm begging you, all right? You have to be intentional about making sure that your body is not a distraction to people. It's not your fault that you are blessed. Do you understand? We know. But it's your fault when you now go and wear that tight something to reveal your blessedness. You get it now? I mean, you are there to lead worship. Worship leading is very sensitive, you know. There are lots and lots of brothers, lots and lots of people in the audience with one or two weaknesses that just help people. That's what I mean. And then to those of you sisters that love to wear half court, it's not the right attire for worship leading. But even though you even want to wear half court, try and shave your armpit. Shave your armpit. Because some of you wear half court, you forget that there's forest here. You lift your hands and we are seeing everything. Help yourself and help everybody. Help your life, help your pastor, help brothers, help sisters. Eh? It is wrong to wear half court and come and stand before people, you know. What do you preach to call that? Is it supergetti or I don't know, sleeveless? Uh-huh. Please, there are attires that you should not wear to stand before people to lead them in worship. There is a reason why God went as far as prescribing a certain outfit for the priestly office in the Old Testament. When God was talking to Moses, God gave Moses a special priestly outfit. God is so passionate and intentional about what you wear standing before him and standing before his people to lead them in worship. And for you brothers, please, in the name of Jesus, stop wearing very tight trousers. Stop it. I don't know what culture is culturing you, but stop it. Eh? Some of you are wearing a very tight trouser and the thing that is below the middle belt, I mean the middle belt in Nigeria, is busy distracting sisters. You have plans, you know. I know your plan. You have plans. You will not succeed with that plan in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm trying to say dress well. I know you have big biceps. You have Apobi. Eh? Apobi. But my dear, Biko, cover well. Don't wear polo. Show us muscle. Eh? Worship leading is not fitness modeling. You are not coming to show us your biceps. Eh? I know that some of us don't have it. And thank God we don't have it safe because it will not lead us to heaven. But you that have it, please, try and dress well. There are some sisters there that once you stand to begin to lead them in worship, they will not be led to worship. You are standing there to lead them to the throne room. You know where you are leading them. You know. Stop it. And the new one some of you are learning now is you will wear polo or you will wear sleeveless. You will not wear something inside. Your nipple as a man is not showing. You know. That's the new one some of you are learning. I've caught you. God has brought your deliverance your way. Stop it. You want to be an effective worship leader? Take your dressing seriously. And for those of you who say, I just like to dress simple. And by simple, you mean you wear one nonsense pants, slippers, and then you wear one nonsense polo. You wear one nonsense shirt that you did not iron. You stand before people to lead them in worship. I don't want to say something is wrong with you, but nothing is wrong with you. But in case something is wrong with you, this is your deliverance now. I'm saying it with love in my heart. Even though it has violence, some of you need violence to do better. There was a reason why before David appeared before Saul, they took time to dress him. Before Joseph appeared before Pharaoh, they took time to barb his hair and dress him well. Those of you that like looking bushy, you know you are beardy. Everywhere, forest full your face. You cannot take time to shave it well. Shave it well. You are standing before nobles. Take your time and dress well. Eh? If you were to meet a governor tomorrow, you will not tell me, you will not talk about dressing simple. You will not talk about just wearing polo or wearing one rumpel shirt and one and fly out. No, you want to dress your best. So why is it that it is only when you are standing before God's people to lead them in worship that you remember to dress like you are going to go and visit one native doctor? What's your problem? Take your dressing really, really seriously. It will help you. It will. Then number three, please do not talk too much. Don't talk too much, sir. The job description is come and lead us in worship, not come and preach, not come and give us a sermon. Now, am I saying you shouldn't talk? No. Please pay attention. I said don't talk too much. So let's assume you are giving 15 minutes to lead worship. 1 minute speech or 2 minute speech is enough. It's even too much. If you can just make it 1 minute, or if you can just go on safe and just lead the worship, please do. But if God lays something in your heart and you must talk, try to be disciplined and time yourself. It shouldn't be more than 1 to 2 minutes. The reason is this. You see, in the service of God, or when we stand before people to minister to them, we must minister in our ranks. And part of your rank as a worship leader is one that is expected to bring the emphasis of God through sounds for the moment. So anything that God wants to say to you, you can say it through your music. This is the beautiful thing about being a psalmist. There was a time I was ministering one day and I felt the prophetic word of the Lord. I couldn't just move around and go and be saying, hey, can I prophesy? Your name is this, your name is that. No, I put it in music. You know, I started prophesying the word of the Lord. And the people that word is for, they began picking it. So please do not talk too much. I didn't say don't talk. If you are led to talk, talk. But my point is, do not talk too much. Because some of you are giving 15 minutes to lead worship and you are taking 5 minutes to give charge. You are taking 5 minutes to give rhema. You are taking 5 minutes to pour revelation. If you want to be a pastor and tell us to invite you as a pastor and not as a music minister. We will gladly do that. Did I say you should not talk? I did not say you should not talk. I say, if you are to talk, don't talk too much. The reason why I'm saying this thing like this is because some of you like hearing what I did not say. So please, if you must talk, be disciplined and well articulate in your talk. It is better you just go on and start singing than you open your mouth to start talking and you start speaking behe. You start speaking bruhaha. Thank you and God bless you. The fourth one that will help you become an effective worship leader is emotional management on stage. You see, we don't talk about this enough. We don't talk about emotional management on stage enough. I feel like people need to start getting special training on it. This is one area it took me a lot of time to work on. I'm still working on it to a very significant degree though. You know, that moment where you're singing and you hear your backup singing off key. If you are excellent driven like me, if to take God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for you not to turn back and stone somebody, Mike. But then if you do that, it won't speak well of you, right? So it's important that you learn emotional management on stage. Some of you get very, very uneasy the moment it looks like the speakers are not working, the mic, things are not working. I understand, I've been there a lot of times. But one of the things I do is I begin to redirect my focus. Okay, so turning back, shouting at your team members, screaming at them and all of that, trust me, like I said, it's not easy. Because sometimes these team members can mess you up, these musicians as well can mess you up. You rehearse something, finish, and they'll go and play their own village thing. If you have someone who is a perfectionist and excellence driven, you can even stone somebody safe. But all I'm trying to say is it's a thing to work on. I took it as a serious thing to work on, and God has helped me. I'm making progress in it. I'm still improving. So for you out there, it's necessary you work on it. All right. So the last one, don't go personal on stage. I know you have intimacy with God. I know you love to sing to the Lord as an audience of one. I know you just like to come up on stage and just sing without minding the people. You know, it's a good thing. It will help you totally focus on the Lord. But if what you are called to do is to lead the people in worship and they tagged it a worship session, you would have to understand that you are there to lead the people, not for you to have a personal time with God. Do you understand? I hope you understand me. What I mean by don't go personal on stage is some of you go up stage and out of 5 songs you are singing or 6, 7 songs you are singing, the people don't know the 6 songs. Those 6 songs, is only you and God that know it. Now, I am not against singing songs that people don't know on stage, especially if it is the Lord that lays it in your heart. But if you're standing before people to lead them in worship, you would have to try to carry them along. You would have to try to do something that they can also relate with. So if you sing one new song that they don't know, the next song should be the one that they know. If you sing 2 songs that they don't know, the next song should be the one that they know, so that they can be able to flow. At all costs, don't try to go personal on stage when the job description is for you to minister to the people and lead the people into a certain place. I hope this bless you. My name is Mr. Wealth, and if this bless you, please drop a comment, like, share, and subscribe. Oga, subscribe. Amaka, subscribe, 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 subscribe. It will bless you finally. God bless you. I hope to see you in the next series.